What?
Welcome back to our Dungeons & Dragons adventure. Where did we leave off last time?
I believe I was staring into the sky as a panther or something, trying to find a fairy in a weird thing.
Yep, I had just been attacked. Or not, I guess I wasn't attacked, but Calvin started his trial, and then he went crazy, and I had to go get the professor, and the professor stopped it, and now what the hell's going on now?
Shane?
Oh, it's just outside the room.
Now, you were on a successful date.
Yeah, you weren't even helping. All this shit's going wrong, you're just like, hey, what's going on?
Yep.
How are you doing?
And Calvin.
I'm unconscious in your arms.
Yes, I'm hoarding
him. Welcome! Poor little,
it was like it was
poor
like,
little boy!
Little boy!
Little boy!
We will start with Vulcan in Torque's arms.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
So you've covered his face again. And he seems stable. He doesn't appear to be dying or anything. But something shocking happens.
Uh-huh.
He seems to catch fire.
What? Where? From where? What is?
He's making a shit up.
It's a purple fire.
Okay.
That's on one shoulder.
Okay. I mean,
roll around.
I notice him. Hey!
Stop it!
What? Who said that?
Me.
Who are you?
What?
It's a fairy chick.
What?
What her name is?
What?
Who's talking to me?
The fire seems to be talking.
The
to you.
Fire? Oh, I'm sorry, fire. But you're burning my friend!
Your friend?
Yeah.
My master.
Your master? Who are you?
Artie Kalor.
Vulcan's your master?
It's Dimple. You know what I mean?
How do you know Vulcan?
I've been inside him for quite some time.
Oh. Do you know what his face looks like?
I know what everything looks like.
Okay. Are you hurting him right now?
I wish.
You wish?
Oh, yeah.
Fire, I am very confused. What was the fire's name?
Slap him awake.
Arta Kalor?
Arti Kalor.
Slap him awake.
I'm hardly wanting to take orders from fire, but I feel like he needs to be awake for this conversation. And I give him a good old... Vulcan! Vulcan!
Vulcan,
yes.
You awake.
Vulcan, you're on fire and it's talking.
Look to my shoulder.
Yep.
I see purple flame. Do I roll to see what's going on?
Sure. You can roll Arcana. It's an Arcana sort
do
of
I
thing.
Feel heat or the chance that I'm catching fire?
You do feel heat.
Okay,
feel
heat.
A 10. Okay. Well, so you know that there have been things inside of you. This could be one of those things.
Like, what you got to do?
But whatever it is, you can see through its eyes and hear through its ears. It's as if it's been bound to you as a familiar.
It is my servant.
It's your servant?
Apparently. It is bound to me.
He does whatever you say?
But I don't have to like it.
Can he carry you?
Are you still holding him?
Yeah, I'll put him down. He's on fire. I can't just... One moment. Vulcan, can you walk?
I believe so. She just tossed me.
You're on fire!
Can I identify what this purple flame is?
You can spend some time, but you think it's of the same origin as all the other things that have been sealed up inside of you. So probably demonic.
Okay.
In some sense.
Okam, I have no idea what's going on, but do you think you passed?
I don't remember anything after the teacher instructed us to start.
Okay, I will not ask questions now, but I feel like everybody is going to be owed an explanation at some point. You're talking to fire.
So are you.
True. I also need to talk to them.
Before we move on, I guess we should have a conversation as Mika thing.
Okay.
That was happening while everything else was happening. It seems we passed the exam.
Yeah.
How do you think your friends will fare?
I think they'll do okay. They're a strong bunch. Glad to be part of them. What about you and your group?
I have my concerns, but they have talent.
How's everything going with you?
Well, I have the talent. Certainly.
You clearly do. You seem really committed when you have your mind on something.
I'm just concerned when the moment comes how I will fare.
Well, I believe in you.
Thank you.
You know, Rick, So, where are you from?
It's awkward for you.
A little bit. It really is.
You wanted to take her.
Lots of different places. I was a bit nomadic in my last life.
Is that your whole family?
I haven't seen my family for a long time.
That's a lot. How's the filet mignon?
Well, they say never judge a book by its cover. Chef is cop.
You really is. This shrimp, this lobster mango chutney salad is exquisite.
It is a delicious meal.
Are we going to get dessert?
I suppose we could.
Okay. Well, we're just in the cafeteria, right?
Yeah.
Okay.
You snatched it, nobody.
Just echoes.
What are you going to get?
I'm not sure, but I would like to thank you. If it wasn't for you, I wouldn't have passed.
You helped me as well. I mean, you have amazing abilities. And it's really admirable. It's fun, too. Ultimately, it was fun, right?
Have you ever felt fear?
Yeah, I have. I tell you what, though, on the trials, you know, before all this, I almost died out there in the desert. In the, what's it called? The land.
Apartheid Forest.
No, in like,
the M.
Yeah.
The M. Mm-hmm.
Wasn't there? I almost died? Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I almost died out there in the M. But my friends, they are powerful and they are loyal and they got me through it. But which is really interesting. I got something for you while I was there. I was thinking about you and it helped get me through everything.
Oh?
Yeah, I did. I got you. I whip out a Lunas flower.
She seems disturbed by the sight of it.
Disturbed? Okay.
It reminds me of my uncle.
Your uncle?
He used to grow these.
Oh, yeah? Not a good story?
No.
You want to talk about it?
Well, I don't know what would be believed, but hasn't always been a happy life.
You don't strike me as a liar.
I discovered my uncle was a vampire.
Oh. Okay.
When I was young, I saw him draining blood, and I ran away.
Jeez Louise. So, did
been
you
doing
stay...
that a lot lately, I guess.
Did you stay with your uncle and your aunt?
My uncle.
Okay. So he was raising you until you ran away.
Yeah, for a time.
So you never, and you haven't seen him again?
No.
Well, I'm sorry you had to go through that. How old were you?
11.
Jeez Louise. How old are you now?
19,
okay. You have any questions for me? I like to do the question game. It's just kind of thing I like to do.
Well, before I came here, I was hunting dragons. What were you doing?
Before you came to the school?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I was studying. I was actually living at home, working, and I was just, I got really fortunate when I got enrolled. I actually had a pretty ordinary life, not exactly the most exciting thing.
Your symbol is an order of paladins.
Oh, this whole thing? Yeah, you're right, it is. Yeah, Rick, I'm trying to wonder what's best for the story here. I didn't know I had that, I guess I didn't know I had that necklace on the outside of my shirt.
It doesn't have to be. But you've sported the symbol before.
Okay.
In combat with her.
Okay, so you're pretty knowledgeable of us, then, aren't you?
Not especially, but I know a holy order when I see one.
Okay, so first date probably, it's probably a strike that I lied on the first date, right?
I wouldn't say this is a date.
What would you call it?
Conversation.
Conversation, okay.
First date. I wouldn't call it a date. Wouldn't call it first.
So we will leave that for a moment.
Okay.
So you're still outside, right?
I was. Like, I was looking around trying to find...
You fell asleep.
...anything. You told me before, like, my senses of smell, sight, I got
sound.
Nothing except for a direction, and it was very faint.
Yeah.
So
what do you do next?
Do I know of what is south in this, like, in this area? Like,
well, so there's... The university is on a plateau.
Mm-hmm.
So it's surrounded by the plateau, which is largely rocky.
Okay.
There is the forest. Now, you are situated largely on the south of the plateau.
Okay.
So south would take you off the plateau, basically.
Gotcha.
Like, it's another 10 miles or so before it starts.
Like, to the cliff, basically,
yeah,
kind of thing?
To the cliff.
All right. I'm going to try to track it towards south to see if it goes all the way to the cliff, or if it stopped somewhere else, or what direction it heads the best I can.
Okay. Roll tracking.
Okay. Cool. Nature?
Nature's fine.
Emergency with that, or probably not survival. Maybe survival. 9.
The trail runs cold.
Wait. Panther has advantage on any checks that would rely on smell.
Okay.
So
roll
so
again.
I have to roll again. I'm going to roll the green one. Black one. Curse me. That's 15, so 20.
Okay. So you do track it to the edge of the cliff.
10 miles to the edge of the cliff?
Yep.
And then it keeps going? Or like it goes down? Or
it's tough to say.
Cliff.
I don't feel like it should go further than that.
So you head back?
I mean, it's going to get colder. How steep of a cliff is it? Like, is it like cliff?
It's like Dover.
Wild shape in a mountain.
I do have a goat. Got a goat, Rick. You want a goat? I got
really
goats.
Goats can't do it without training.
I got giant goat.
That's worse. These giant horns tip him over.
Be the thing with the most hit points and just tank the ball.
Yeah.
Like,
and you turn
yes.
back into it. Did that work? Because when it goes out, I don't know. It'd be so funny
you would,
if that worked.
You would kill the animal that you were as, right?
Yeah, but it would
and
just...
And then you would just turn in back into a human?
Well, so if he takes...
Not human, but...
So let's say he has 30 hit points in his bear form.
Uh-huh.
If he takes 35 damage,
okay.
He loses the bear form and takes 5 damage.
Gotcha.
Oh.
Yeah.
So he would die if he took enough.
How much damage would he get by jumping off the cliff?
You roll a d10 for 10 every 10 feet.
Oh, okay.
A lot.
Or a little. You could always roll once.
Yeah, that many times in a row.
Does like the sense that I'm getting as the panther with the smell that I'm falling for the fairy... Has it been the same, like, what's the word I want? Like, density? Like, is it weakening? Is it stronger? Am I, like, losing it? Am I getting closer to it, following it?
Seems consistent.
I'm going to change out of my panther form.
Okay.
And turn into a giant wolf spider.
Okay.
And climb down the hill with a cliff, which can climb without needing to make an ability check. On ceilings, walls, all that kind of stuff.
Okay.
Wolf spider.
Giant wolf spider
in search of trying to find this thing.
So as you start to climb down, you lose the scent because
mm-hmm.
whatever it was didn't climb.
It just went straight out.
So you can try to climb all the way to the bottom and pick up the scent down there. Or you can climb back up and regroup.
I don't know how I'm going to follow something that stayed up in the air. I don't have flight. All right, I'll start climbing back up, and I'll head back towards the school and try to tell everyone what happened.
As a spider?
Ah! Climb back, yeah. Yes. I mean, my spider, what's my speed as a spider? 40 feet, it's faster than my other form, so I'll use it at least to help get back to the school faster.
So Headmaster Vish comes and takes He had carried Mistress to the medical, and he is going to recommend that you escort Volcom to medical as well.
Is he still on fire?
It's up to you.
I'll tell it to hide itself for now.
Okay.
So that he doesn't worry so much.
It's like a little round ball fire, sort of.
Okay.
If you look at it closely enough, you can see a face that shifts.
The headmaster says, Torque, we gotta take you up to the infirmary. I don't know what they'll do. I will stand a little further apart than I usually would. Because you set on fire again.
Understandable.
Let's go. He says, once you do,
right,
grab Thane and Elor and head to my office.
Okay. Ah! Spider! Okay, sorry. All right, yes. Okay. So after I send him to the infirmary, then I go get them. Okay.
Yeah, after you escort him.
All right. I assume we get there with no problems?
Yep.
Who is in the infirmary?
Right now, Mistress is in there. There's also another student that you haven't seen before.
Okay.
Who seems to have a bandaged hand.
I'm going to do a general look around. Assume they know what they're doing.
Oh, there's also an attendant.
An attendant. Okay. I would probably tell them, like, headmaster told me to bring him. Careful. He's been bursting into different shadows and flames and all that. I'm sure you're good.
We'll take good care of him.
Bye!
You're going back.
So you just dropped him off there, and then you're going to get them.
And then I'm going to find you guys, yes. Yeah. And we got a report from the headmaster's office.
Okay, you do so.
You go and get Thane, and you figure I'm in the bunk, so you go back to me to the bunk, it's empty. And then a spider busts in the door!
Ah!
And I see your face freak out, so I turn back, and Elor forms a
fire. Elor! What the fuck?
No more practical jokes.
That's a tough day for Torque.
I didn't know that you could do that.
There's a lot of things that are going on that you don't know.
Could I have a list of the things that you can transform into so I'm not surprised?
We'll have to get to that later.
Okay.
Hopefully in picture form.
Rezzy is gone.
What?
The thing. A thing showed up. It was the thing.
Well, that's been happening. Where did she go?
I tried to save her and get her back to the group, and it took her outside, and I followed it all the way to the cliffs, and it kept going.
Like, forward, not
just,
down the cliff?
It just went. I tried to climb down, it was gone.
You are a fly.
I failed.
What say you, Thane?
Hey, I was just on a friendly time of fellowship with Mika.
Well, good for you.
Your day was exceedingly more exciting than ours.
I'm sorry.
Where's Volcom?
Volcom exploded. I don't know what happened. I don't know if he's passed his test or not. But there was a fire speaking to me coming out of him, his shoulder.
A fire?
It had a face.
Face.
Its name was...
You're Joshin.
Artie Kalor.
Artie Kalor. Artie Kalor.
Artie.
Artie.
It's purple.
It's purple.
Huh.
It's been quite the day. How was your exam, by the way?
Oh, I think I passed just fine.
Me too.
Yeah, it was great.
How was yours?
Passed the flying colors.
Mika do well?
She did great.
Though Chirp is not very good in the fight.
Mm.
He left me alone.
Yeah.
So be careful.
What'd you have to do?
You could fight a bunch of skeletons.
I had to fight a bunch of goblins. Oh. They couldn't see.
A bunch of walls.
It was got squished.
We did.
It was got squished.
It was like a wall closing in on me.
What about you?
A bunch of wall monsters.
Yeah.
Yeah, weird. We kept fighting them, and they kept coming out of the wall. The ceiling kept getting lower. Jumped out.
I fought a bunch of goblins. They couldn't hit me. That was it.
Well, good for you.
Thank you. All right, we got to go to the headmaster's office. He wants to see us.
Well, good. I need to tell him about Rezzy.
Yeah, you do.
Right. Imagine we head towards the headmaster.
You do. He is frantically just sort of tossing books off the shelf. There's this small animated, like, wooden doll that is just going behind him and trying to pick them up and put them back on. Very long-suffering. He looks and says, finally, you're here.
Professor, Rezzy's gone. Thing took her. This sludge or something. It went through the wall and it showed back up and I tried to run with her and then it took a, and then I chased it all the way to the cliffside.
As if this day couldn't get any worse. It was probably one of the forms that came out of your friend, Vulcan.
What?
How many forms does he have?
I thought you said he caught fire.
He did. It spoke.
Huh?
I'm assuming that's a form.
It's on his shoulder, though, right?
If it came out of his navel, would it be better?
You saw a bunch of things like come out of his mouth.
A bunch of stuff, yeah. Yeah, a bunch of stuff came out of his mouth, man. I can't keep track.
Would he know where these are? Like, what are these?
Well, that's what we need to talk about. I knew that we needed to track these things down and either banish them or capture them. But now, apparently, we have a rescue mission as well.
What do you need us to do?
Well, we need to decide before we tell Vulcan, because I'm afraid there might be some sort of hive mind at work amongst these creatures. And the ones still remaining in Vulcan may alert them to our plans.
All these things that were coming out of Vulcan, are they gone now except for the one?
I seriously doubt it.
Is Vulcan's mind his own?
Yes.
I mean, I feel like I could... I don't want to not have him included, but you're right. I don't want to alert someone of our presence. We need to talk to him.
Well, for sure his mind is his, then I don't want to have, I don't want him to not feel included also. Mm. So I think at least first try to talk to him. Let him know that we have a plan.
We don't have a plan.
I think we should come up with a plan.
What do you think?
We have a plan to come up with a plan, but we don't want
That's
him
not
to...
a plan!
Headmaster, we gotta follow your lead on this one. What should we do?
Well, I've...
Is there a way to contain
I've
these...
I've been studying Vulcan for some time. Hmm. And
do you know what his face looks like?
Yes.
Well, wait.
We'll compare notes later.
Do you know what his face looks like?
No. All my notes say is weasel.
What?
I believe I found a way to limit the influence and power of the things inside of him. But it's clear that his family have been containing these entities in their bloodline for generations. So I think if we could... I think I have an idea of how to make orbs filled with his blood that we could use to perhaps capture these things.
Okay. So we need to get blood from Vulcan?
It's only a theory.
Gladys is pretty good at that.
I vote not to be there during such an extraction.
Okay.
Now, it's possible once we learn more about these things that we find a way to banish them. Mm. Vulcan's family of hunters either could not or chose not to and resorted to this method instead. So I would fear for success on that future thing.
I don't know much about magical spirits and orbs, but I'll help with what I can.
But I'm troubled by Resplendent. Did it seem...
It was going straight for her.
That's what I
got in its way, and it went around me. And I took her and ran, and then it knocked me aside eventually as in the halls and took her and took off out of the school further.
If there is some sort of hive mind, there must be a plan that involves her somehow.
She was still knocked out.
She had a bed in your room?
Yes.
Are there any hairs or skin flakes?
Perhaps I have not searched.
I could use one in a scrying ritual to try and see where she is.
I can go check while you draw blood from Vulcan.
Assuming that we do find a way to track these things, or at least track Resplendent, what would be your thoughts on the matter?
I mean, I didn't attempt to fight it. Did you say you saw more? Earlier?
Multiple.
Like,
I got the sense that it was many.
Did you fight them?
They just exploded. I didn't know if it was something Vulcan was doing on his own free will or not.
I fought a few of them until they fled.
Do they take damage from, like...
They fled.
Do you know anything about what these things are?
I have my suspicions. I believe they're demonic in some ways. But there's something tainting them. There's something else.
Well, first things first, we have to find Resplendent.
I agree.
If we can rescue her, maybe the creatures will come to us.
What do we do next, Headmaster?
I can go search for anything for the scrying ritual.
Sharp and I are going to need to work together to figure out these containment devices. It may take a few days research before we have something that we might think works. If only we knew one, the location of one of these creatures, so we could study it closer, or try and capture it.
Like, Vish knows about that one, right? Can you see it?
No.
No, I don't think so.
Someone sent you to the infirmary, but then you went back to Vish, right? It was someone else that was there?
Well, I think we do have at least one left. There was some kind of fire face speaking thing coming out of Volcom, and he seemed to have some level of control over it.
Okay. That seems useful. Let's go to the infirmary.
I'll go search for resi parts.
Okay.
Pieces, whatever.
You find some dust.
Okay.
And a hair.
Hair. Good.
Volcom. Introduce me to your friend.
He appeared after Torque caught me in the test hall. Article lore, reveal yourself.
After the experience, have you regained any of your memories, knowledge? Do you know anything about the entities?
They are connected, I sense. Like torn threads to a rag, but I don't know how.
Do you still feel their presence inside you?
Some. Others feel shifting. Sensation that I have not felt before.
He looks at the thing on your shoulder. He says, Fiend, what can you tell us about yourself? He doesn't answer.
Answer him.
Just a cool guy.
Help. I will enjoy that when he gets back with his dust. And say, Torque feels like a little itch on his shoulders, just making sure.
Making sure it's on fire.
Yeah.
Like when someone says they have lice and you start itching. How did you come to be my familiar?
I was surrounded in your stinking pit. I saw a light. I flew towards it. I was free! Finally! There was something about your energy, your waves, that reached up and grabbed me. Now I have these chains.
Energy from me?
Yes.
Or from the pit?
No.
What do you remember from the pit?
Darkness, eternity, madness.
Did you see other things when you saw the light?
Everywhere. They all tried to flee. But the way was shut.
When you were shackled to me, how many did you see escape with you?
I was really only concerned for myself, but there were at least three. Only the smaller ones, though. The Lord still remain in your domain.
The Lord.
Lords.
Lords. Does that help, Headmaster Vish? Is there any questions that you would pose?
It largely, confirms some of my suspicions, but I would like to ask your permission to draw some of your blood and try to find a way to use it externally of yourself to seal these creatures. I would hate to burden you again with these things.
It is my fault for them being here. I would like to graciously accept your help. And I thank you for letting me remain here.
You know there are many reasons that you are here. One of which is to keep a close eye on you. And it is our fault for not taking precautions for your trial. I'm still not sure exactly what happened, but clearly we misunderstood nature. I am hopeful that now, especially with this entity, we will come to some answers. Perhaps banish them once and for all.
Torque just can't help himself as the fire spirit is talking. He's slightly behind it, and just ever slowly wants to see what it feels like.
So it sort of recoils. And as you get closer and closer, it sort of disappears and goes on his other shoulder.
Whoa.
It keeps up this game as long as you do.
Ah, damn it. Okay. What are these things called?
Merely an entity. It's too soon to tell.
I'm going to call them ghosts. There's three of them we need to get.
Fire ghosts.
Let's go bust them.
I will want to send all of you on this rescue mission. It may be a few days before we have something workable, but I would like you to spend that time preparing for a journey of length that we do not know.
Is it wise to send Volcom in the condition he's in?
Well, we'll see how he feels after a few days.
I imagine I returned by now from the dusty thing.
Yes, I will get to work on this as well, see if I can find Resplendent.
And I would be happy to supply you with the blood that you need.
You shall take some now.
Spell.
Damn it!
And Lord, can you hold this?
He closes his eyes and puts his hands out.
Turn into a creature that's not afraid of blood.
Not the blood.
Like a mosquito.
Mosquito. He can fly. I can't do that.
He literally can't turn away from the needle.
So
it could be like when I played Resident Evil 7. I'm like, God. Damn it.
So you guys head back, I assume, to your room. On the way, Harrison finds you. What the hell happened with your friend? I didn't realize he was the trial. I think I failed.
Will they let you retake it?
Oh, yeah, that's right. Did you pass? Doesn't affect me, does it?
What about my grade?
I think he has more things to worry about than grade at the moment.
Yeah.
Maybe we all do. What happened to those things?
Well, Vish fought a couple and they all just ran away. I think there was like, what? How many did you see?
Was mainly looking at the big one.
Yeah. We talked with the headmaster. As of right now, there seems to be no immediate danger. Should be okay.
You'll forgive me if I don't find comfort in your words.
First 18 years of my life, I never found comfort, so we'll be fine for the next couple of days. Silver soul.
We'll work on it.
Apologies for the unexpected testing requirements.
Oh, and tell Sifa I said hey, and Sophia, it'd be nice to meet you one day.
Will do. Let me know when you know something.
He's pretty nosy, if you ask me.
Fuck yeah, it is.
Seems like an alright guy. Everybody's great.
That's all you care about.
Yeah, it's a bigger thing.
We're missing
that.
A friend now.
So, where do you guys go now?
I imagine to our bunks.
Kind of have a big day.
I gotta rest so I can get my animal shapes back.
Yeah.
You can go to your bunks immediately. You can rest. And it doesn't have to be today, but you could start looking at some of the local maps to see what's south.
I need to make sure I get enough items for any kind of materials I need for casting things I may need to cast. I don't know many rituals or anything. So, Volcom, you may need to find materials for any rituals you may need or know for this journey. Containing any beasts we may find. I don't know what you do or how you do it, but we may need it.
I feel so anxious. I just feel like I don't want to wait to go get Resplendent back.
I understand.
But there's nothing we can do.
Well, we can't find her now. I tracked her as far as I could. Perhaps Professor Vish will have a solution. And we'll know where she is. Hope she's okay.
Mm. Yeah. We just taught her what it's like to be scared and sad. And then she got abducted.
I wonder if she can control these creatures.
That would be interesting.
Could also be frightening.
Oh, yeah. But we each got 2 syringes. In your face. Remember, we did get 2 syringes. To knock people out.
All right,
so you all head back to rest.
Oh. Yeah. I might have a hard time sleeping. A lot of stuff happened today.
I'll rest tonight. My trance. Make sure I make good berries. Well, I'll make sure I make good berries before the journey. On the next day, be able to like go around and collect and do the maps and that kind of stuff then?
Sure.
Alright.
You can head up to the stacks in the library and research try to find more about these things, about demons, infernal plane. You can talk to any of the professors. You can look at maps.
I might go to Gutspiller. He seems to be like the attacky guy when it comes to to professors. And I don't know much about magic or anything. And even if I studied, I don't know if I'd be able to absorb much. But I do know how to hurt things.
Before we do that, can we go and find the maps to see what is more south of the plateau? Perhaps where we may be going and what could be there.
Sure.
And then we can talk to Gutspiller about what is south once we know where we're heading.
Okay, so south, it's down the plateau, and it immediately empties out into swamplands. You do some research, roll investigation. Anyone who's in the library?
11 for me.
History, also, if there's a history.
13. There is a history and there is also an investigation, so.
23.
Either one is a 13.
5.
11, again.
So Volcom is able to find out that this swamp was once fertile lands long ago and had been a home of an ancient savage barbarian kingdom. It had been the seat of that kingdom long ago, like 1,000 years.
Okay.
But at some point has become a swamp. And as far as you know, is unoccupied.
Do I know what this civilization was called?
The Black Fang Tribe.
Okay.
Apparently there's still many ruins in the swamp of some of their greater works.
You said we're looking at a map with us, too?
Yeah, you're looking through pretty much anything about the local area. So maps, accounts, books, travelogues.
Do we take notice of any places that might seem impassable or not being able to be traversed?
Or places of, like places that would be
right.
Strongholdy or places that would be of relevant like locations that maybe we're supposed to be at?
Sure, yeah.
So inside of the swamp, there are ruins, like I said. Mm-hmm. One such ruin was a sort of fort, castle sort of structure that is still somewhat standing.
What kind of beast, animals, fauna exist in the swamp?
Maybe we'll go to
Gutspiller. Maybe something we can talk to Gutspiller
get
about.
That stuff about.
It would probably be a good source on that.
With this information, if you guys don't want to look for any other direction, I'm pretty sure they went south. Perhaps Gutspiller will have information of what is in the swamp that we may come across.
Yeah, let's go there now.
Hey! It's not time for class yet, is it?
I forgot the schedule, is it?
No, not
we're
at all.
Good. No, Professor, silly.
No. Well, what can I do you for?
We're here for information.
We believe we're going to be heading south into the swamps.
Not a good idea.
Why?
It's a dragon's lair.
Why?
How big of a dragon?
Big enough.
The more important question is, what color?
Stygoth, the black dragon.
Black dragon.
What can you tell us about Stygoth?
Oh, he's resided there at least for the last 100 years or so. Fortunately, he's in retirement, so it would seem. He hasn't done much to speak.
What did he retire from?
From what dragons do. Pillage.
Oh.
Burn.
How's he going to get his food?
Well, I'm sure he still hunts, but he hasn't been sacking any cities lately.
Oh, okay.
It's the sort of thing that
it's
gets
young
you on dragon
game.
Hunter's radar.
It's a young dragon's game.
Perhaps so. I wouldn't imagine him to be that old, but he hasn't made much of a splash. Ha! Get it? Acid? Splash? Black dragons.
Oh.
Black dragons do acid?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Most dragons and their colors relate to different types of elements. So typically green dragons, for example, are very poisonous, while red dragons may be more fire.
Blue is like ice?
Perhaps cold. Usually white is more cold. Blue may be more of a lightning.
Light.
At least I recall correctly. It's been a while since I've heard of dragons from my mentor of old.
No, very good. All correct.
Besides this dragon and his lair, are there any other dangerous creatures in the swamps through nature?
It's a natural swamp. I believe that there was a tribe of lizard folk residing in the swamp. That's the only sentient beings that I know of. Other than that, you have your alligators, your natural
typical
beasts.
Swamp creatures of alligators or snakes. Mm. Do you know
the
if...
swamp is quite harsh terrain. There's not much solid ground.
Anything that we should take with us in particular?
Who said you were going into a black dragon's
we
lair?
We have a mission from Professor Vish, the headmaster.
We don't know.
Maybe
if
you heard of them.
We don't know if we're going to the dragon's lair, per se.
It'd be best if you didn't.
Do believe we must traverse the swamps?
A bit of knowledge, I suppose, could help. All dragons of chromatic colors are evil. But black dragons are by far the most cruel and sadistic. So I would not do anything to stop being captured or dying instantly while fighting if I were you.
Professor, if the worst should happen and we do get attacked by a black dragon, what do we do?
When you attack it, don't stab it in its acid pouch. Because then they will come through the wounds. Damage you, or attack it from afar. Would be a wise start, I would say. They are not the best of flyers, as far as dragons go, though they're certainly capable of flight. You need to get it off its home turf, if possible. Fighting in a swamp, you're going to be stymied by mud, whereas it can hover over this. It can also swim. Swamps are its home, so it's going to have a mobility advantage on any such things. I mean, they are sentient, like they can be reasoned with, but
black
I wouldn't recommend trying.
The most sinister anyways, right? Are all dragons evil?
No. Metallic dragons are good. Gold, bronze.
Do you know if this dragon has any type of followers or anything in its lair that it looks over?
It's common
sees?
For lizard folk to serve black dragons. So I would not doubt it, but I do not know for sure.
Mm-hmm.
They detest all creatures, see them beneath them, even other dragons. So at least you won't have to worry about any of those.
You ever been to the Southward Swamp?
I have.
How was your experience there?
I didn't see the dragon or his lair. It is vast. Mainly a few crocodiles that I had to deal with, but nothing else.
Do you have any idea where his lair actually resides?
I have some theories. He draws a rudimentary map as to where he thinks it could be.
Okay. Does he have that?
Does that coincide with any of the ruins that we saw on any maps?
Like the other map that we were looking at?
It is to the west of such ruins. At least half a day's march.
Professor, was there any kind of gear, clothing, items that helped you transverse this difficult landscape?
You need to pack light. Any extra weight will make you sink in the mud deeper. As far as other things go, it's important to keep as dry as possible. Just stick to the paths. There are some old wooden bridges that still exists between the islands and land. So just stick to those as much as possible.
Well, thank you, Professor.
Bug spray.
Huh?
Bug spray.
Take bug spray.
All right.
The crocodiles don't get you, the mosquitoes will.
Do you have bug spray?
Hang on.
Pharmaceutical grade. Be nice, sir.
My own concoction. You get used to it. The smelling.
Jordan gives it a whiff. And what's it smell like?
It's like a punch in the face.
You like it?
Takes some getting used to.
Is it enough for all of us?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, thank you, Professor.
I think I will talk to Headmaster Vish. I don't think you should venture out there alone.
You want to come?
One of the professors should go.
What do you suggest?
Well, I've tangled with dragons in my time.
Which
Boys.
We shouldn't do.
You sound up for the task.
I have little to lose.
He does.
Well, I mean, you're welcome to come along as Professor Vish is, Headmaster Vish is okay with it.
But I would strongly reconsider agreeing to such a task, in my opinion.
We very well may have no choice.
Thanks so much for joining us for this edition of the Blind Wave Dungeons & Dragons campaign. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe. Let us leave a comment letting us know. And also check out patreon.com/blindwave because you can see the next episode right now.
Can you subscribe?
I can tell you. You guys need better dice. Look at these. Readable.